Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One thing characteristic of Mexican Spanish compared to the Spanish of Spain is the frequent use in Mexico of diminutive suffixes like ito and ita. For instance, in Mexico, the word most people use for grandparents is not the formal abuelo o abuela, but rather abuelito y abuelita. This Mexican usage comes not from Spain, but rather from the language and culture of the Aztecs, as we see clearly in the conversation between Juan Dieguito, okay, or better yet, Juanito Dieguito, not just Juan Diego, Juan Dieguito, and not the Virgin, not the Virgin, but the Virgencita, Morenita, okay, the little and dear dark-skinned virgin. Okay. To Spanish, this Mexican usage, to them it sounds kind of childish. It sounds kind of sweet and a little bit too precious for a mature adult. Not sufficiently respectful for a simple man like Juan Diego to use when addressing the highly exalted Mother of God. Nor sufficiently majestic for the Queen of Heaven to use when she condescends to speak to someone of such little importance as Juan Diego and the other Indians. Or in fact, not just Indios, but Inditos. Okay? At least in the opinion of the conquering Spaniards. But nevertheless, that's how it was. The Virgencita Morenita, the dear dark-skinned virgin, embraces the Mexican usage in spite of what the Spanish Royal Academy might say. Juan Diego was Mexican, and so it was as one Mexican to another that the Blessed Mother spoke to him. And so what did this use of diminutives mean to Mexicans in the 16th century? Well, we saw it all acted out for us here by our young people, the whole story of the apparitions. But let's look at those apparitions a little bit more closely and notice the diminutives. In the first diminutive, Mary says, she starts out, Juanito. Okay, that's the diminutive of Juan. Juanito. Okay. Dieguito, diminutive of Diego. Listen, my littlest son. That's another kind of diminutive. My youngest son, where are you going? And Juan Diego responds, my lady, queen, my muchachita, my little girl, to your casita, to your little house in Mexico City. Mary responds, no, my littlest son, that I want you to build my sacred casita, my sacred little house, a church. My youngest son, do what you can. Juan Diego responded, my lady, child, he calls her niña, my niña, I will do what you say, I, though a poor Indian. And next comes the second apparition. Juan Diego, she shows up again, and Juan Diego says, my little patron, mi patroncita, my littlest daughter, my muchachita, my little girl. The bishop didn't believe me. I ask you earnestly, my little girl, to entrust your message to one of the nobles so that he will believe them. My little virgin, my youngest daughter, lady, child, please forgive me. And Mary responds, listen, smallest of my sons, I beg you earnestly, my youngest son, go again and to see the bishop tomorrow. Juan Diego responds, my lady, queen, "My little girl, I will do what you say gladly. Now I say goodbye respectfully, my littlest daughter, young woman, jovencita, lady, my child. Rest a little." On the following day, while it was still dark, he went to a great deal of trouble to see the bishop and to ask him to build for the virgin her little house. And he asked the bishop for a sign. Now comes the third apparition. Mary says, "Good, my little son, hijito mío, return tomorrow for the sign that the bishop requested. And know, my little son, that I will repay you for your effort." But the next day, he had to take care of his uncle, Juan Bernardino, who was about to die. And so Juan Diego did not return to Tepeyac, where the Virgin had been appearing, to receive the sign from that the bishop had requested, but instead went in the direction of Tlatelolco by a different route in order to get a priest to come and anoint his uncle. And then the fourth apparition. You know, you just cannot avoid the Blessed Mother. If she wants to find you, she'll find you. And so she appeared to him on the other road. And Mary said to him, "What's up, littlest of my sons? Where are you going?" Juan Diego replied, "My young lady, my littlest daughter, my child, how did you sleep? Do you feel well, lady, my child, my little girl? One of your servants is gravely ill, my uncle. And now I'm going to your house, you're in Mexico City, to call for a priest. Later I will return to bring your message, little lady, my youngest daughter, my child." Mary replied, "Listen, my youngest son, do not worry about your uncle's illness. He's already recovered. Climb, my youngest son, to the top of this hill. There you will find a great variety of flowers. Bring them here to my presence." And he did so, placing them in his sarape. And then Mary said, "My youngest, littlest son, these are the signs that you are to bring to the bishop." Notice that every time, almost without exception, that Juan Diego addresses the Virgin, and every time that she addresses him, it is always with diminutives. 51 diminutives in this one short conversation that I've just cited. And it is always using the familiar voice, tú, okay, instead of usted, which is the formal voice, which is, of course, what he uses in conversation with the bishop. Now, you can use tú with me. That's just fine. But with the Spanish bishop, Zumárraga, you better use usted. And so, speaking with the Spanish prelate, Juan Diego adapts himself to the Castilian usage of the formal voice, always usted. But to the Virgin, he speaks to her as a Mexican, as one Mexican to another, where contrary to what it would mean in Spain, the Aztec diminutive has no nuance of being disrespectful. In Spain, even the most respectful diminutive cannot express honor and veneration. While among the Aztecs, it was just the opposite. Because according to them, if we love and revere someone, it should always inspire in us at the very same time tenderness and affection for that person, expressed by the Aztecs through the use of the diminutive, which lacks for them even the slightest nuance of disrespect. So while in Spain they talk about they honor the Virgin. We honor the Virgencita. And so hear her words to Juan Diego as if they were directed also to us. Okay? Listen to what she says to him and put yourself in his place so that the Blessed Mother is now speaking to you. Listen, my little son or my little daughter, my youngest child, the smallest of my children. Where are you going in your life? Don't worry about all the troubles you may be facing. Am I not always here with you? I, who am your mother, aren't you under my shadow and protection? Am I not the source of your joy? Aren't you enfolded in my mantle? Aren't you here in the crook of my arms? Do you need anything other than that? Am I not here for you? I, who am your mother?